I wish I started keeping a journal a lot earlier on, because whoever ends up writing my biography is going to have a lot of questions about my life in the years leading up to middle school. Luckily, I remember just about everything that's happened to me since I was born. In fact, I even remember stuff that happened to me before I was born. Back in those days, just me swimming around in the dark, doing backflips and taking naps whenever I wanted. One day, I was in the middle of a really good nap. I got woken by these strange noises coming from the outside. At the time, I didn't know what the heck I was hearing. But later on, I found it was Mom pipping in music through the speaker she put on her belly. I guess Mom missed. She played classical music for me every day before I was born. It would turn me into some kind of genius. Those speakers came with a microphone, and when Mom was playing music, she was telling me everything that was going on in our life. And then Mommy went to the store, where she bought you an adorable blue hat with little ducklings on it. And when Dad came home from work, Mom would give me a blow-by-blow of his day. So then I told Bill I did sign the bottom of the 1044, and I flipped the paper over so he could see for himself. But that wasn't the end of it. Every night, Mom would read me for a half hour before she went to bed. "Mr. Limkins, I beg your pardon, sir. Oliver Twist has asked for more. The problem is my sleep schedule didn't line up with Mom, so when she was sleeping, I'd be wide awake." Seriously? I actually wish I paid more attention when Mom was reading to me, though. Last week in school, we had a pop quiz on a book. I hadn't read it yet. I was probably sure Mom read that one before I was born, but I couldn't remember any of the details. "What does Oliver Twist ask for that he gets in trouble? Think. I guess the week Mom was reading that book, I was busy doing something else. I wonder where this thing goes.
Yank.
The crazy thing is, Mom didn't need to use the microphone for me to hear her. I mean, I was inside of her, so I could hear every word she said, whether I wanted or not. I crave pickles, but I can't eat them because they make me gassy. So I really need to be hearing this. I could also hear just about everything that was happening on the outside. So when Mom and Dad got all mushy, I had to listen to that too. Pucker smooch. Ack! I never really felt comfortable when people are acting effeminate around me, especially when it's my parents. I tried to get them to stop, but they never got the message. Cut it out! Kick. In fact, everything I tried just seemed to make things worse. Every time we kiss, I feel a little kick. Let's kiss again. Oh! After a few months of living like this, I had to get out of there. That's why I was born 3 weeks early. But after being hit by the cold air and blinding lights of the delivering room, I wish I just stayed put. "It's a boy! Put me back!" By the time I came into the world, I was totally sleep deprived and in a really lousy mood. You see a picture of a newborn, you know, or they always look ticked off. Introducing our little bundle of joy, Gregory Heffley.